95K GGO Des Moines Classic Rock. Jeremy Jacobs here. Very happy, excited to welcome on the phone with me right now the one, the only Charlie Behrens. You know, Charlie, you think Midwest dads, you're right up there as far as what comes to mind. Thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us here in Des Moines.
Hey, I'm glad the Midwest dad thing is what resonates with you.
Oh, as a Midwest dad myself, you're all over my feeds. Like, I see all the videos, the TikToks, the reels, all that stuff. So when this one came across my desk, there wasn't a hesitation on jumping on this interview.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate it. You are out. Get ready to hit the road tomorrow on your latest tour, the Lost and Found Tour, kicking things off in Kansas City with a date here in Des Moines, January 24th at the Des Moines Civic Center. What's sort of the reaction that you get as far as your brand of comedy? Say, you know, you got stops in San Diego, you're hitting Raleigh, North Carolina. Is there a different reaction from the audience compared to what you would get typically here in the Midwest?
Oh, you know, well, the nice thing about Midwest people is we travel, and so there's a lot of Midwest people kind of in the, in really wherever I play. So you got to keep that in mind because, you know, Midwest people, we're kind of like, we're like a bacteria, you know, and we grow in many different places and we set up these cultures, if you will. And then, we do things like Packer bars and so we really find our footing. And then we kind of like, we want to meet up. Like once we leave the Midwest, we want to find each other. We kind of leave the Midwest to find each other again. That's why there are Packers bars and God forbid Bears bars. But yeah, people who are there, they're either from the Midwest or they know people from the Midwest. So it's a good time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Like whenever I am out on vacation or traveling for a show or something like that. And it's true. The moment you start talking to people and we all pick up on our accents, I don't think I carry an Iowan accent, but apparently I get outside of the state and it's picked up on very quickly by a lot of people. And we do. We find our people when we're out and about in different areas.
Yeah. And that's fun. That's all part of the fun of all this.
Oh, absolutely. You've got a brand new YouTube special set to come out here, Neighborly. You're talking about all kinds of different things. Growing up as one of 12 children, what was that like?
Well, you know, it's fun. I mean, I was second oldest, so that's two of 12 or one of six if you simplify the fraction. But it's nice. You can kind of, you know, when there's that many kids, you can kind of blend in a little bit. You can sort of fly under the radar, so you get away with some stuff, which is fun. But I always enjoyed growing up with that many kids in the family, and it's just like nice that like Christmas is always fun. You know, there's always someone to be friends with, always someone to fight with. It's good.
Yeah, you go easy to pick sides, and those change often. You know, I come from a family of five, so not quite 12. But was the oldest, so I imagine the dynamics are fairly similar.
Yeah, you get it, though. I mean, that's exactly it. Were you guys Catholic?
No, we were not Catholic. Christian, secular, sort of off of Jehovah's Witness-y for a little bit. So, I've got some interesting stories in the background.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I bet you got some wild ones. You know, Catholics got some wild stories, but Jehovah's Witness offshoot? Sign me up.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it's interesting. Hey, this isn't what we believe, but this is what we were told we believed, but we're still going to learn all about it. So, yeah, it was a little interesting.
Nice. Yeah, what you should do 10 minutes at the show about that. That would be fun.
I mean, it's different. It's easy for me in a room where I'm all by myself. Put me in front of a live audience and a crowd that size, especially the size that's going to be down at the Des Moines Civic Center on January 24th as you are blowing the roof off that place. Don't know if I can handle it as well.
Well, you never know until you try. Come on, give it a go.
Okay, I'm going to have to try and maybe get out to an open mic night first after that. One of the things that you touch on in your newest upcoming special is learning to gamble with your grandmother. What was that like? Because I'm really interested in this because I remember vividly my mom teaching me how to play five-card studs when I was in the third grade, and then getting in trouble at school because I was taking the kids' lunch money.
Oh, that's so funny because I did the exact same thing. I was playing Low Chicago, actually, for gum. And, I learned Rummy Royal as a kid and poker. I mean, back in the day, that was our video games, you know. I mean, I'm 38, and, you know, when you're one of 12 kids, We didn't have video games at all. That was a little spendier than my folks wanted to put it. But so we learned card games. And, yeah, I got a gambling problem now because of it. So it's awesome.
I get that. I am myself 38. You know, and especially talk about getting large families together, especially at the holidays, that always seemed there was some kind of poker game going on in the basement.
Yeah, there is. And you know, that's always a good way to hide some beers, too, because you can easily put them under the table. So it's a win-win situation there.
It's a win-win as long as you're not the one losing out on any of the money and grandma isn't drinking you under the table.
Yeah. You really do know it well, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I relate to it so much. And I think that's why, you know, I don't want to speak for everyone out here, but do you attribute some of your success as far as, you know, the different branches, the podcasting, the books that you've written, the specials you've done, is just the fact that it is very relatable. So it's easy for, you know, at least me when I see your bits and I'm watching your stand-up to, you know, get the laughs because it's almost like, damn, this guy was there. He lived my life.
Yeah, and I think, thank you for saying that. I mean, I think I really, like, owe so much of this to my family because most of what I'm doing is just telling on them. And, but it's fun, and it's all in good humor, you know, and I think they'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's all in good humor. Cannot wait to get out there. Charlie Barron's going to be live in Des Moines, hitting the Civic Center on January 24th. Fourth part of the Lost and Found tour. Charlie, I don't want to get too deep into it, but I know you're a Packers fan. How are you feeling after Sunday?
Well, the nice thing is we haven't lost to a good team yet, so we got that going for us.
That is definitely
Yeah. You know, we were dressed a little bit like the Bears with those retro uniforms. So, you know, you dress for the job you want to a certain degree.
It is tough. I do, you know, growing up in the 90s, I'm a 49ers fan. So Green Bay was like arch nemesis number one for me at that point. Because Dallas was Dallas. But when the Packers were beating San Francisco every year in the playoffs, Brett Favre just slinging it, throwing it out there. Yeah, made for some... you know, uncomfortable moments for me amongst other Packers fans.
Well, I remember you guys winning a lot of those games too, so.
We got the flip side of that more recently, you know, after the whole T.O. catch with his knees, we were able to, you know, kind of right the ship a little bit on that.
I remember a few questionable Jerry Rice catches back in the day as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a couple here and there. One thing that I've been wanting to ask you, being a Packers fan, you know, how you guys feel about Rodgers after he left?
Who?
Exactly. There you go.
You know, he won us a Super Bowl. He'll always have a certain place in Packers fans' hearts. And time heals, you know, bitter wounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, he won a Super Bowl, and that'll get you something.
That'd get you a little something, yeah. It's funny, I always ask that of Packers fans because I've got a buddy of mine, one of my best friends, diehard Packers fan. Immediately the first year in New York after Rodgers had left, he goes, "You were right." He's like, "I finally see what you guys were complaining about this whole time."
Oh, yeah, we got quarterback blindness. We can't see anything bad about our quarterback. But as soon as they leave, let me tell you, floodgates are open.
I think you guys got a good one right now in Jordan Love. I think you guys are going to right the ship and be pretty damn good. And it's terrifying. As I said, I'm a Niners fan. I don't like that.
Well, and you know, but you got George Kittle, and he's a real good guy. And I met him, by the way, not to flex or anything, yeah, but he's a Wisconsin guy, so real good dude.
Yeah, no, I love that. I always talked about if I ever had the opportunity to talk with George Kittle, I wouldn't want to talk sports at all because he's a big pro wrestling fan, and so am I. So that'd be what I would want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Scott, I went over to his place because Miles, the You Betcha guy, is buddies with him, and he came on our Bellied Up podcast. So I got to go try out his ice bath, and it's cold.
I can imagine. A little bit colder than Wisconsin winters, though?
It felt, honestly, like, you know, Sheboygan in January. So yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. Charlie, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us here in Des Moines. Lost and Found Tour hitting the Civic Center on January 24th. Tickets available now. They are out there. You can get them at charliebarons.com. Charlie, anything else you want to leave the listeners with before I let you go?
I just hope everyone keeps you moving and watches for deer out there, okay?
It is that time of year. Very important to keep an eye out.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
Thank you so much for taking the time talking with us.